This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم لا إله إلا الله بها نحيا وبها نموت وبها نلقى الله وبها نوالي وأشهد أن عظيمنا وقدوتنا ومولانا قرة عين محمد ابن عبد الله عبده ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وخليله أرسله كافة للناس بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا فبلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة فكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين فصلوات ربي وسلامه عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله أما بعد So from among the individuals who were the companions of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from among the ones who were blessed enough to gaze upon the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a man or a sahabi by the name of Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu. And Amr, he was a Qurashi man, so he saw Islam in its beginning stages, and yet he accepted Islam more so in the latter days. So just before Fath Makkah, Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu became a Muslim alongside with Khalid ibn Walid. So the remorse of this and the guilt of not accepting Islam earlier on, it bugged him for his life. So Amr radiallahu anhu would go out of his way specifically to try and spend a bit more time with the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to try and do a bit more khair for the deen, you know, just to catch up to the others. So when Amr radiallahu anhu would be sitting in the presence of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had a special ability to make any person feel as if they have a special connection with the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I don't know whether that was through a smile of the Rasul, whether that was through the body language or the way that he would communicate with the Ashab. Just the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had this special ability where he is able to make any person he is speaking to make them feel very special, as if they had a very special connection. So Amr radiallahu anhu, knowing that the other Ashab who accepted this religion in the early days, there is a very large gap he has to make up for, and he needs sort of a distinction between the two. So one day he goes and asks the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ya Rasul, who is the most beloved to you from the humankind?" And they say that Amr radiallahu anhu asked this because he thought it was himself. So he asks, "O Rasul, who is the most beloved to you from the humankind?" And the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Aisha, our mother Aisha radiallahu anha." So Amr radiallahu anhu says, "From the men, Ya Rasul, from the men who are the most beloved to you." So the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Abuha, her father." So Aisha radiallahu anha, she is the beloved, she is the most beloved of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she is the daughter of the most beloved from the men. So from this, we know that Aisha radiallahu anha, there are some special qualities to her. And I would like to narrate a quick narration that kind of highlights her intellect. So Aisha radiallahu anha, she says, "I saw the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day, and he was in a very happy mood. You know, there was a joyful disposition coming from him." So Aisha radiallahu anha, from her wisdom, from her intellect, from that different type of mindset that she had, she deduced from this that, "Let me ask the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam for something. You know, he is in a happy mood, he will say yes, let me ask him for something." And you know, they are different from our times, material and money, that was not their concern. So she finds the right time to ask, and she finds the right question to ask as well. Because, you know, you can potentially be given the greatest opportunity to ask the greatest person to ever live, and you might ask for something that won't benefit you in any way. So she finds the right time, and she finds the right question to ask. So she approaches the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and she says, "Can you make dua for me?" Wisdom. "Can you make dua for me?" So the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Ya Rab, forgive for Aisha her past sins, her future sins, the ones she committed in public and the ones that she did in private." So upon hearing this, Aisha radiallahu anha begins to laugh so uncontrollably, you know, overcome by joy. She begins to laugh so much that her head falls down into her lap. So the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, "Did this dua please you, Aisha?" So she says, "And how can this dua not please me? You know, khalas, future sins gone, past sins gone, the ones in public gone, the ones in private gone, you know, wiped from the record. How can I not be pleased with such a dua?" So the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, Wallahi, I swear by Allah that I make this dua for my ummah in every salah. Wallahi, I make this dua for my ummah in every salah. So glad tidings to you, O Muslims. Glad tidings to you whom the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes dua for. So the concept that I will try and communicate to you today is that in your life, when you face reality and you face the future that waits for you, face it with the utmost confidence. Face it with that confidence, knowing that I am a part of the ummah of this prophet. I am a part of the nation of this prophet. Face it with confidence, knowing that I have the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam standing in my corner at all times, backing me up, fighting for me, advocating for me, preaching for me. Have that utmost confidence and live your life in that matter. And I will try to deliver a few narrations that reaffirm this claim as well. So the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he embarked on the journey of Isra wal Mi'raj, Allah Rabbul Azza in the heavens, he presented many delights to the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He presented many gifts and many delights to the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And one of them was that the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is there with Jibreel alayhi salam. And the gates of Jannah is there as well. And may Allah forgive us from sin, but when you read the narration and the narration is spoken out loud, a visual comes in your head. The visual is probably far from the reality, but you can imagine that the gates of Jannah are somewhere over here, and the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is standing over here with Jibreel alayhi salam. And the different nations and the different prophets with their followers are paraded in front of him, and they're walking towards the gates of Jannah. So the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he narrates, and he says, I saw a prophet going towards the gates of Jannah, and he had less than 10 followers with him. Which means that this prophet, he delivered the message of Islam, preached to the people for his entire life, layla wa nahara, day and night, and less than 10 people followed him. So I want to make a point here before continuing the narration. Know that a prophet is the best of creation to ever live. So if that person in his excellence is not able to gain such a huge crowd, know that when you give your da'wah to the people that need it, when you try to invite someone towards a halal but they insist on continuing with the haram, when you try to give a message to the people and you're only left with backlash, know that you're on the truth. Because notice one thing, the prophet and the less than 10 people who are following him, which direction are they going in? They are walking towards the gates of Jannah. So when you continue with your da'wah work, when you continue inviting people to the good and you are met with retaliation, know that you are on the haqq and that you will be amidst the people walking towards Jannah, inshallah. So the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, I saw another prophet and he had only 2 followers with him. And he says, I saw another prophet walking towards the gates of Jannah completely by himself. You know, spending a lifetime preaching to the people and no one listened. And then the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, I then saw a huge group of people covered in black hair, and they all had black hair. So, you know, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he has the fikr of his ummah. He is hoping that this is his ummah. So Jibreel alayhi salam says to him, this is Musa alayhi salam and his people. So, you know, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his only worry is the ummah. So Jibreel alayhi salam says to him, noticing the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being worried, he says to the Rasul, Ya Rasul, look at the horizon. So the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he turns to the horizon and he says, فَإِذَا بِسَوَادٍ عَظِيمٍ, and I saw a huge multitude of people filling the horizon. And Jibreel alayhi salam says, Ya Rasul, look at that horizon. And he turns to the horizon and فَإِذَا بِسَوَادٍ عَظِيمٍ, and I saw the huge multitude of people filling the horizon. And Jibreel alayhi salam says, O Prophet, this is your ummah. And the narration doesn't stop there. Jibreel alayhi salam continues to say, and amidst those people, there will be 70,000 people who will enter into Jannah bila hisab wala adab, without any questioning, without any reckoning, and without any punishment. You know, a direct VIP pass. So the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has seen his entire ummah, he has seen the huge, vast majority of people. And even in our times, there are approximately 1.9 billion Muslims. So 70,000 really isn't that much. That really isn't a big amount of people. So the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he calls out to Allah azza wa jal. He says, Ya Rabb, can you increase it a little more? You know, can you increase the amount a little more? So Allah Rabbul Azza responds and says, from the 70,000 who will enter into Jannah bila hisab wala adab, for every 1,000, for every 1,000, another 70,000 will enter into Jannah bila hisab wala adab. And on top of that, Allah Rabbul Azza says He will take 3 handfuls from His hand and place them into Jannah. And when Umar radiallahu anhu heard this narration, he cried out, Allahu Akbar, because he knows that after 3 handfuls of the hand of Allah Azza wa Jal, none will remain. So glad tidings to you, O Muslims, whom you are a part of the nation who will inshallah enter into Jannah bila hisab wala adab. And in another narration, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is doing his nightly prayer, and he begins to cry uncontrollably. You know, he's weeping nonstop. And in one of the explanations of this hadith, it is said that this was for majority of the night. So he's constantly weeping, and he is repeating the same thing. Allahumma ummati ummati, Allahumma ummati ummati, Ya Allah, my ummah, Ya Allah, my ummah. So Allah Azza wa Jal, he asks Jibreel, go and ask Muhammad what makes him weep. And we know that Allah Azza wa Jal already knows what the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is asking for. And yet we can understand from this that he is asking Jibreel so that it can come in the record, so that it is a benefit to us. So Jibreel Alayhi Salaam comes down and asks the Rasul, your Rabb is asking you what makes you weep and cry so much. And the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam responds with, Allahumma ummati ummati, Ya Rabb, my nation. So Jibreel alayhi salam goes back to Allah azza wa jal, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responds and says, in regards to your ummah, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we will not displease you and we will keep you happy. Inshallah, I'll conclude with this. When we hear the certain narrations of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when we read about his life, we may feel that there's some sort of a gap. You know, there's a hole that really can't be filled, because we weren't given the blessed opportunity to lay our eyes upon the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So you may feel that there's this closeness that you just can't attain. I would like to narrate an instance regarding that. The Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is sitting with his companions in Medina. And from afar, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam notices that 2 riders are approaching his way. And presumably Medina is a very flat land, so if you see from far away, you can, you know, notice the dust of the sand. It is a desert land, and then see the figure of the riders. So the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees 2 riders from very afar, and he notices that they are coming in his direction. So the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he tells his companions, these are men from Kinda, from the tribe of Madhaj. So the 2 people come to the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they were in fact men from Kinda, from the tribe of Madhaj. So they came to swear allegiance to the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam so that they can become Muslims. And one of them steps forward. He extends his hand, the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam shakes it. And before he can become a Muslim, he says, you know, he wants to ask a question. He wants to reaffirm a question. So he asks the Rasul, Ya Rasul, what of the man who sees you, who believes in you, who confirms the truth in what you are bringing, and who follows you. So the Rasul says, "Tuba lahu." Glad tidings of an abode in Jannah for him. So the man shakes the Rasul's hand and backs away. Now the next man comes up, he extends his hand, he shakes the Rasul's hand, and he wants to ask a question as well. He says, "Ya Rasul, what of a man who believes in you, who confirms the truth in what you are saying, and who follows you, but does not see you?" Our times. So the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I listen to the glad tidings, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Tuba lahu, thumma tuba lahu, thumma tuba lahu." Glad tidings of an abode in Jannah to him, and again glad tidings of Jannah to him, and again glad tidings of an abode in Jannah to him. So my dear brothers, sisters, and respected elders, glad tidings to you for whom the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sent glad tidings to you. In your life, when you face the challenges, when you face the difficulties, even in the joyful moments, have that full yaqeen in your heart that I am a part of such a nation that is so blessed, and live your life in accordance to that. Live your life following the orders of Allah Rabbul Izzah. Live your life in a way that when you meet the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you are pleased to meet him and he is pleased to meet you and call you a part of his ummah. We ask Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to make it extremely easy for us to remain steadfast on this deen. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive us from all of our wrongdoings and our shortcomings. We ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to make it extremely easy for us to remain upon the haqq at all times. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the same way that He has gathered us today, to gather us into the highest levels of Jannat al-Firdaus. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'ir al-Muslimin. Fastaghfiruh innahu huwa al-Ghafur al-Rahim. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يديه الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداء الدين واجعل هذا البلد آمنا مطمئنا رخاء وسائر بهذا المسلمين اللهم ارحمنا واغفر لنا يا رب العالمين اللهم اغفر لنا في ليلتنا هذه أجمعين وهب المصيئين منا المحسنين اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين إن الله يأمركم بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيذكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأجل وأتم وأكبر أقيم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله Keep the line straight, fill in all the gaps, stand shoulder to shoulder, and ensure that your heels are on the line. If you see a gap in front of you, be active in taking it. Inshallah, Allah Azza wa Jal will reward you the closer you are to the front. الله أكبر
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح ما تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. There is a dua shifa request for Yusuf Sheikh. He had surgery, and there's dua shifa request for Madiha. And they're asking for to make dua for putting ease into her health matters. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease in both of their affairs. We ask Allah azza wa jalla to grant them full shifa as soon as possible. And we ask Allah azza wa jalla to make this scenario be a means of their sins being erased. And we ask Allah azza wa jalla to elevate their status in the highest levels of Jannah because of this situation. And we ask Allah azza wa jalla to grant them peace and sabr during these difficult times. There is a dua maghfirah request for Khalil ur-Rahman. He passed away today in NY. And there's a dua maghfirah request for Badr Rami. His mother-in-law passed away in Turkey. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to grant both of them into the highest levels of Jannah for those. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to widen their graves and make one of their graves the gardens of Jannah. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to make it extremely easy for them to answer the three questions of the grave. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to let them enter into Jannah without any hisab and without any azab. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease in all the affairs of the people around the globe. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to grant the people who have passed away due to the suffering, to grant them the status of shaheed. آمين يا رب العالمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya lis salah, hayya lil falah. Qad qamat as salah, qad qamat as salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر